Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Losing Ourselves for God's Sake.
The Gospel is Mark, chapter 8, verses 34 to chapter 9, verse 1. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What would one gain in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power." I have to apologize as I read this gospel because it's very sexist, but I can't do much about it. I am the second eldest of eight children in what has been a happy, loving family. But my older brother has been a challenge for me throughout my lifetime. I've competed with him for my parents' attention. I've tried to be better than him. I've occasionally gotten angry with him, critical of him, and resented his accomplishments and leadership. There are times when he has offended me and I've taken offense. But we have been good friends all our lives. I still find myself, though, off and on, dealing with this negativity towards him. I don't like this part of myself. As I reflect on my reactions to him with regard to the gospel today, I hear Jesus saying, "Whoever wishes to save their life must lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." What does losing one's life mean? I turn to two wonderful spiritual writers, Richard Rohr and Eckhart Tolle, for inspiration. They speak about this contrariness or negative knee-jerk reaction we have to others and to circumstances as our pain body or our ego or our full self. Spiritual writers also describe this struggle as part of what we mean by original sin. This full self makes us judgmental, angry, and fearful. Maybe this is what Jesus is asking us to lose. We can become more self-aware when this happens and say to ourselves, this is not me. I do not need this today. I choose to let go of this resentment so that I can abide in love and allow love to abide in me. This process of losing oneself can only be accomplished through prayer and reflection and openness to the grace of the Holy Spirit. When I reflect on all my relationships in this way, especially the one I have with my older brother, I realize I'm giving myself the chance to grow in bonds of friendship and love. I'm allowing myself to be open to grow in communion with God and others. With the grace of God, I'm truly saving my best self and losing the false self that always wants to have a negative control over me. My prayer today is the opening prayer for today's Mass. O God, you teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true. Grant that we may be so fashioned by grace that we become a dwelling place to you. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And thanks for listening.